News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
US President Donald Trump has made a disputed slash completely incorrect link between pregnant women using Tylenol or paracetamol and autism in children. He advised women to only take the painkiller when they have a high fever, but also got it confused with aspirin during the press conference. Dr. Monique Botha is a professor in social and developmental psychology at Durham University and is on the line now. Good morning, Monique.
Good morning.
First of all, and to state categorically, is there any link between autism and taking painkillers while pregnant?
Paracetamol? No, absolutely not. So the highest quality data that we have on this comes from a Swedish cohort study of more than 2.5 million people. And it was actually sibling controlled, right? Which means that you've got more of an ability to control for things like genetics and heritability. And in that study, there was no effect of having taken paracetamol during pregnancy and your child going on to receive an autism, ADHD or learning disability diagnoses, right? So there is there is no relationship between these things.
Let's try and debunk the other thing that Trump said last night, that there has been an increase and has been linked to the use of Tylenol slash paracetamol. There has been an increase in the number of people diagnosed, but is it down to any one specific thing?
We rewrote the definition of autism for the DSM-4. So we had this 1980s kind of idea of autism, and it used to be this little boy who might be non-speaking, have a learning disability, who engaged in like rocking backwards and forwards, and very stereotypical ideas, right? But we have been doing so much research on this for decades, and our idea of autism has expanded and changed. And it's really important that it's expanded and changed, because there is a whole cohort of autistic people who do look differently to that stereotypical idea and have really poor life outcomes over the lifespan that need to be tackled. So this increase in autism has predominantly and overwhelmingly been this other idea of autism that's developed through research, right? And we did rewrite the definition, and that accounts for the majority of it.
Monique, how worried are you that this is the start of something else, that we will see more coming out from this particular Trump presidency against medication, against treatments that have been proven to be safe? And I speak specifically about vaccination.
Absolutely. So my worry is that this is also the foot in the door. So increasing autism diagnoses and ADHD diagnoses are a really contentious thing. And we see that across many countries. And there is a bit of a moral panic about it. And we also saw during the press conference that he started making comments about vaccination, including the MMR vaccination. And I think we are being dragged back, kicking and screaming, to the 1990s and everything that happened with, for example, Andrew Wakefield and the anti-vax sentiment. And that is, I cannot stress how dangerous that is for public health, because once you see a drop in people vaccinating their children, it threatens herd immunity.
Okay. Dr. Monique Botha, professor in social and developmental psychology at Durham University, thank you very much for joining us on News Talk Breakfast. I think, Ciara, you summed it up best this morning by calling it the big lie and the untold upset it's going to cause.
I was a GP at the round time of the millennium, where Andrew Wakefield and his MMR, his absolute scurrilous and spurious accusations that the MMR caused autism, caused huge fall off in the uptake for the MMR, and we saw children die as a consequence from measles. I hope we do not see the same. And it took over a decade to claw back the truth from that nonsense. The big lie does have consequences, and it is a problem. And of course, with RFK and DJT at the helm, I think the big lie will be ongoing.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.